I'd like you to take your hands and put them, stack them one over the other, with a couple inches in between in front of your face. And when you do that, I'd like you to begin rotating the hands around each other. Your elbows out to your side, your hands rotating around one another. And then find yourself doing it faster and faster. As you do that faster and faster, as you find yourself looking through your hands as opposed to, say, looking at them, you might realize that your hands are kind of a blur and they're kind of see-through and they're kind of in periphery instead of the thing you find yourself looking at. And when you do this, your hands get a little bit heavier and a little bit heavier until at some point in time, it's too much effort and too much work to do anything to keep your hands and your arms up. And you just can let one hand clap on top of the other one and let that drop down and let yourself drop down deeply into trance now. Now, there's a lot of times when we talk about hypnosis as being relaxing. I don't care if hypnosis is relaxing or not. I like punching and kicking and slapping people into trance, but that's not what this is about. Right now, you might notice that your heart is beating a little bit faster. Right now, you might notice that your body may actually feel a little bit more awake. But your mind doesn't need to be awake right now. In that traditional sense, your conscious self can hear my words, can hear any other thoughts that you have. Anything that isn't the sound of my voice on your conscious mind's behalf, let it pop up and then go away. Allow my word to go directly to your unconscious mind where they can do the most powerful and positive good. And while your body slowly calms down, I'd like you to pay attention to the idea that you can be a fantastic sleeper. And what that means is that when it's time to go to bed, that you can find yourself going to bed easily and effortlessly. Your head can hit the pillow, you can get comfortable, you can turn the lights off, whatever order you do that in. And please know that when I talk about the order I might do it in, or an idealized method that somebody might use, if it doesn't work for you, allow your brain to do the thing that works best for you. Best is the operative word, not something that doesn't work for you that you're going to try to do anyway. Do the thing that works best for you to get the results that you're looking for, whether in sleep or in anything else. So, right now, as your body is kind of calming down from that little bit of activity, and your brain can feel really great while it pays attention. The important thing, or one of the important things about sleep, is that it does a whole bunch of stuff. When you sleep, your mind and your body work together to repair, to replenish, to restock, to sync memories in as needed. Your brain works to put things from short-term storage, whatever the fuck that means, to long-term storage, whatever the fuck that means. We don't really specifically know how memories specifically exactly work. But I will tell you that there are plenty of ways that we can adapt and adjust the memories that we have of things so that they can serve us better going forward. But anyway, your sleep is super important. So if you find yourself going to sleep when your head hits the pillow within, say, 5 or 10 minutes, and then you sleep all the way until perhaps even just before your alarm goes off, that's going to be kind of ideal. And the other ideal that we need to add in is if you need to find yourself getting up in the middle of the night for anything, whether you have to pee or you heard a bump or whatever, the important thing then is that when you go back to bed, that you also fall quickly and easily asleep and stay there until you need to get up. It sounds really simple. It almost sounds as though we as creatures It almost sounds as though we as creatures have been programmed to do that. When we're tired, when it's the end of our day, we go lie down, our head hits the pillow, or whatever we put our head on. We get comfortable, and then before we know it, we might be experiencing some dreams in the morning just before we wake up. I personally like to wake up without an alarm. When I was younger, I would sometimes require three alarms strategically placed around the room to actually get out of bed. And maybe that's because I was going to bed too early, or I was going to bed too late, or I was just trying to wake up at the wrong time for my schedule. Those are sometimes important things you can figure out on your own, but hypnosis can help you to always have a really great schedule. So I know that I need about 8 hours of sleep a night, and because I work from home, I work best when I wake up from about 8:30 or 9 in the morning, and I go to bed around 1 o'clock every morning. So whatever it is that you find yourself doing, however much sleep you really need, you may discover that you're adjusting your bedtime slash your wake-up time to accommodate the amount of sleep that your body actually needs to get rest and to have a good day ahead of you. So normally, if I was going to do something with people and sleep, I would use the control room. But I know that not everyone finds it the easiest of things to do, so we're going to modify that a little bit. I'd like you to think about what that means in terms of when you have to get up in the morning. I don't like to use multiple alarms. I never use the snooze button. I like to simply wake up when it's time to wake up, and then I turn off my alarm, even though it hasn't gone off usually, and I go about my day. But if you need an alarm, that's totally fine. There's zero shame in that. Just figure out when you actually need to wake up in order to make sure that your day can start and you can get stuff done. Not extra sleep, just actual waking up. Allow your brain to know that there's a certain amount of sleep you're used to getting, and if that's enough sleep, then you just work back and you can figure out when you should actually be going to bed to sleep, really. If there isn't, allow your brain to do a thing where you get tired when you really need to go to bed in order to wake up at that time. What does that mean to get tired? Because a lot of people ignore their bodies and ignore their minds, and then we stop getting signals that are useful to us. I always know it's time for me to go to bed when I start yawning and I get this kind of heavy sensation in my head. My eyes will definitely close if I'm watching something on TV. For example, I might literally just start to lie down. Should I go to bed? Probably. I'm not going to remember whatever it was that was on TV. Not the movie, not the exciting anime. Doesn't matter. When my body gives me signals like that, it's really better for me at that moment to just go into bed. I know it. But I figure that the amount of time that I'm getting sleeping on the sofa is actually just as valuable, because I know that when I actually do get up, get ready for bed, and go lie down, my body is going to get in the most comfortable position possible. My head's going to hit the pillow, and I'm going to be out in a few minutes. Your unconscious mind can think about what that means to have you give yourself a signal that you can pay attention to. Maybe it's a yawn. Maybe you stretch and yawn and realize that it's important right now for you to get ready for bed. For your unconscious mind to allow itself, the moment your head hits the pillow, to allow the thoughts that have been popping up in your head all day, if that's what your thoughts do, to pop up and go away, to pop up and go away, to be the most boring thoughts of your day, to pop up and go away. And every time a thought pops up and goes away, or you have a really boring thought, you might even realize that you, as you get more and more comfortable, aren't even aware of the fact that you've drifted off to sleep. Your unconscious mind now has a new suggestion that within 5 or 10 minutes of your head hitting the pillow, of you getting comfy, of you turning off your lights, of you getting ready to sleep, your brain can simply let that happen. It can begin to turn off all the thoughts that you don't really need at that time of day. Your unconscious self can focus on them if it needs to. Your unconscious self can decide what's important and what isn't important, because it already does that. Your unconscious mind can take the thoughts that are important and organize them and file them away so that when you need them, once you are up in the next morning or next cycle, if you are an overnight worker, that your brain can automatically have what you need when you need it. And when you don't need it, like when it's time for sleep, it just isn't there. Let your unconscious mind get into that habit of simply taking the thoughts away from you that you don't need when it's sleep time so that you can get the best quality of sleep possible. So sometimes I would just say, I'm going to set the amount of sleep your body was getting, no matter what that was before. Most people can operate fairly well on between 7 and 9 hours of sleep. And if you are not one of those people, if you have a different sleep schedule that actually literally works well for you, that's fine. But notice right now that as your unconscious mind thinks about how you can find yourself getting between 7 and 9 hours of sleep or whatever you've already determined really does work well for you, and you figured out when you need to wake up, your brain can figure out when you need to go to sleep, and your unconscious mind can, in addition to sending you signals like yawning or stretching or having you go horizontal, any other signals that your unconscious mind might possibly give you, it can start thinking about what those are, and then when it is your bedtime, your brain can do that for you, give you those signals, and then make them strong so that you remember, oh yeah, it's bedtime, I need to go get ready for sleep. Go get ready for sleep, put your head on the pillow, get yourself as comfortable as you need to be, and notice that the thoughts that you might have had in your head just seem to fly out of there. You are aware of them, you acknowledge them, you recognize them, they're gone. The things you think about are dull and boring. Your unconscious mind takes those thoughts that you need for the next day and does whatever it's going to do with them. Solves your problems, finds patterns, plots out a course of action. And in the meantime, you consciously are drifting further and farther away, getting ready to sleep, getting ready to sleep, getting sleepy and dropping down deeply into sleep and feeling really great about that. Knowing that even if you were to wake up in the middle of the night, your unconscious mind is going to do its very best to allow you to go and do what you need to do, come back to bed, put your head on the pillow, and then within minutes, just not be there anymore on a conscious level, just be naturally asleep. Knowing that when your alarm is going to go off, your unconscious mind can wake you up just a little bit before that. If you are a dreamer, you may discover that you have those dreams in the morning and they feel really fantastic and they're very clear and vivid. And if you're not a dreamer, you may notice that you wake up and then your alarm goes off. Your unconscious mind has this ability to do this for you easily and effortlessly. And notice how fantastic it feels to just let that happen. Once your unconscious mind sets the amount of sleep that you need in your brain, like that, 7 to 9 hours of sleep, and sets that within 5 or 10 minutes of your head hitting the pillow, you're just automatically going to be asleep. And once your unconscious mind understands that when it's time for you to wake up, you're going to just find yourself waking up at or before your alarm clock, just before. All of those other things can sort of fall into place that you need. You can get sleep. Your body and your brain can work together to lower your stress levels. That's one thing that sleep is fantastic for. Your body and your brain can work together to determine. Your body and your brain can work together to determine which thoughts you need, which memories you're going to hold on to, and which ones aren't important. And anything else that you found yourself needing to do, like suggestions that you need to anchor in your brain, whether it's from work, whether it's from your outside life, whether it's from hypnosis, your brain can work on all of those things while you sleep, can allow you to learn things more quickly and more easily by having you go through things again and again and again, can allow you to lower your stress when you realize that your unconscious mind is allowing you to learn in your sleep all the things that you need for the next day, while your unconscious mind organizes and prioritizes the thoughts and the stuff that you have to do for the next day or the time ahead of you. Your brain can make that happen really easily. And when you find yourself waking up in the morning, when your feet hit the floor, you can feel truly amazingly great because your body and your mind have worked together to repair, to restore, to rebalance the stuff in you that allows you to do that. You can find yourself feeling happy to be awake. You may or may not actually need caffeine, but if you still do, that's okay. You can feel so good when you get out of bed, or maybe even when you're lying in bed and you wake up and you do that stretching thing again, that you can notice how fantastic it was to get that quality of sleep. Your unconscious mind can allow you to sleep deeply and powerfully. Your conscious self can remain buried, as it were, while your unconscious mind is busy doing all sorts of stuff and while you are soundly and naturally asleep. So tonight and in the nights ahead of you, when it's time to go to bed, your body can give you a signal, a yawn, a stretch, a lying down, that it's actually time to go get ready for bed and then to go to sleep. The moment you find your head hitting the pillow and your body getting as comfortable as you need to, you can close your eyes, and then if any thoughts pop up, you sort of acknowledge that they're there and let them go. And the thoughts that you have begin to be ordinary, not very exciting, until you are not there anymore. If it's comforting for you, you could put something on that you know, something that's familiar. I like to listen to, well, several different movies, but lately I've been in a Groundhog Day kick. You might very well find something else comforting, and it could be a podcast with a voice you enjoy. It could be almost anything else to allow you to not have to think, to allow you to just sort of listen and drift off. Your brain will give you 7 to 9 hours of sleep. It will be deep, deep, wonderful sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, your body will be refreshed and ready to go. If for some reason you need to wake up in the middle of the night, you can wake up, you can go do whatever you have to do, and then when it's time to go back to bed, you can find yourself not even there in just a few minutes. Allow your brain to hold on to that. If it's helpful for you, you can add in switches and set timepieces in the control room of your mind to let that happen. You can set your time that you're going to sleep for between 7 and 9 hours. You can set your ability to go to sleep within 5 to 10 minutes of when your head hits the pillow in your control room. You can set going back to sleep in your control room. You can set wake up time in your control room. Allow your unconscious mind to think about that as clearly and powerfully as possible. To just imagine that, setting those switches, setting those dials, locking it in place, enabling it. Making sure that you're sure, saying, yes, I'm sure, I totally want this. I need to get some really great sleep, and to know that you can have really great sleep from now on. Feel how powerful it is when your unconscious mind realizes what it is that you'd like and commits to making it happen. If you find yourself thinking, well, I don't really care how much sleep I get, try to care just a little bit. Unless your sleep is fantastic, I would say that mine is normally very, very good. But all of those things I've mentioned are qualities that you can have with your sleep, that it's deep and productive for your mind and your body, and that it allows you to feel great the next morning when you wake up. A certain amount of sleep is helpful for us, and if your brain works on 2 hours, if your brain works on 2 sessions of 4 hours each with a break in the middle, and you're still rested for the next morning, that's fine too. Whatever you do with sleep, as long as you find that you are rested when you wake up and that your awakening feels fantastic, let your brain just accept that and go with it. Go ahead and drop down more and more and more deeply into trance. Feel how good that is to drop down more and more deeply into trance. And then on the count of five, find yourself coming up, eyes open on five, feeling great. One, two, three, four, and five. Back with us.